Hey folks, and welcome to this episode of The Grow Show. Now my guest today is the one and only Stacey Calder, and we are going to talk about some really cool stuff involving social media. Now we're going to be talking about creating communities online, we're going to be talking about how to use marketing assets to improve your business, and we're going to be talking about networking and so much more good stuff. So I hope you enjoy the show as much as I enjoyed recording it, and let's get cracking with the show. Hello everyone, and welcome to this episode of The Grow Show. Now The Grow Show is your place to find loads of cool, helpful tips and insights to help you grow yourself, grow your business and grow your community. Today's guest is fantastic, she's fabulous. She is Stacey Calder. She's the founder of the Business Success Network. She has the Business Success Magazine, which is released quarterly. Plus, also, she has quarterly meetup and mingles where she has her group of experts and her networking peeps all meet up at a location in Warwickshire, UK. So, Stacey, thank you so much for being part of the show.
Thank you for having me.
So, Stacey, for the people who don't know you, just give them a brief overview, maybe 30 seconds to a minute, about what you're doing at this precise moment while sitting on the sofa talking to me.
Well, I've got to live up to that brilliant introduction now,
Gary. Damn straight.
So, I, as Gary said, I run the Business Success Network and Magazine. I help people, SMEs predominantly, that want to increase their expertise, their showcase their expertise and their assets that are going to help them do that. So we cover all sorts of things from branding and, you know, merchandising to coaching and workshops and trainings and social media and all that sort of stuff, as well as the articles within the magazine and everything that can really give them that foot up in business.
Brilliant. So tell us how kind of the Business Success Network works, and especially the different parts to it.
Okay, so when about 18 months ago, I sold a previous company. It was a networking company for mums in business, and one of the reasons behind that was that I realised that a lot of my clients weren't just mums. They were maybe business women, but not necessarily mums. They could have been in a crossroads with their life where they wanted to leave the corporate environment and go into self-employment, or it was certainly there were, you know, men and everything in between, really. And so the Business Success Network came about because I suddenly realized that everybody's definition of success is different, and every client that I had, it wasn't about money, or it wasn't about well, obviously they want to live and they want to support their families and things like that, but it was about their version of success. And I think when you know that, you can help people with their goals more easily. And I really love goal setting and things like that. So it came about partly because of that reason, and partly because people would come up to me and say, can you build me a website, or can you do some artwork for me, or can you design this? And actually, I could have said yes, but it's not where my passion was. It's not necessarily where my skill set is. You know, yes, I could throw them together a website. I'd done very much the same for myself when I first started out 8 years ago. But it's not, it wasn't my expertise. So actually what I thought was, this is bigger than me. And so I brought in a team of experts that, you know, are branding and design experts, that are web developers, that are you know, all those different things that we need, virtual assistants and copywriters and things like that, so that actually if someone says to me, do you do copywriting, I can say yes, absolutely, but it's not me that does it, it's our expert. And it's helping those experts to bring in new, get in front of new clients, but it's also helping my clients to get a good team of people that they may not necessarily have access to with being a small business.
I love that, because as a small business owner myself, I know the potential struggle you would have if you tried to do it yourself. And the truth is, you can't. No. You can't learn all the skills yourself.
Absolutely. And I was speaking to my VA the other day, and she said to me, oh, you need 60 different positions within your own business as a self-employed person, as a sole trader. You'd be doing 60 different roles, so marketing, social media, virtual assistant, you know, personal assistant, whatever it is. And actually, you know, most people start a business because they're passionate about that one thing, mm-hmm. not because they know how to market it, or they know how to, you know, put it through production, whatever yeah. it is. It's that you know, if they can concentrate on their passion and outsource all the other things, then that makes their life a lot easier.
True. And actually, the end result is going to be always a lot better.
Absolutely. It's about working on your business, not in it all the time. And that can be a real struggle at the start. And the Business Success Network is definitely there to support people. You know, we have a free Facebook group in which it's really active, it's engaging, because people need that support network when they start out and as they progress. Because as you progress, you will be faced with different challenges.
Cool. Now, talking about Facebook, you work quite closely with Facebook on a number of different projects. You've been to Dublin last year, so 2018, or was it early 19?
It was early this year. So,
tell us about it.
They invited me down to their headquarters in London last May, and then over to Ireland for 3 days at their HQ in Dublin. Back in January, and it was just phenomenal. I love Facebook anyway. It is one of the platforms that I think is here to stay, probably. You know, some people may disagree with me, but when you think they own things like Instagram, WhatsApp, all those different platforms, you know, it's not going anywhere at the minute. We're all slightly addicted to Facebook, I think. And I've built my businesses on it, not just through Facebook, but it is one asset that I have that I would not want to lose. And so Facebook flagged me up last year as somebody that builds great communities online through their platform. And they invited me into a special group where we undertook trainings and got kind of information. And, you know, we were basically working with Facebook. They were sharing ideas with us. What was good, what was bad for the business communities, what worked, what didn't, and we were sharing that feedback. And as a result, went down to London for a day, as I say, in May, which was really good. We had some workshops, some different trainings. If you remember back to May, the dreaded words were GDPR, so we had a seminar on that. They flew in people from California. It was really, really fantastic that they were putting that back into the hands of business owners. Mm-hmm. So then when they rang me up and said, let's come to Dublin for 3 days on an all-expenses-paid trip, obviously I think I was the first person in line on the flight ready to go because I was just so excited about it.
Yeah.
And again, you know, we got to meet Sheryl Sandberg, who is the COO. So she flew over from America. We had the Irish minister for Brexit. So, it, you know, Facebook were really getting experts in their field and people that we needed to be in front of as small business owners. You know, the Minister of Brexit, you think, oh my God, I know that's another kind of swear word like GDPR at the minute. But actually to hear what they're thinking and then how Facebook are dealing with all that sort of thing and how it affects us as small businesses, it was really great just to have that inside information.
Brilliant. And with all that time spent with Facebook, what were the main two takeaway points, because we could talk about this forever, but we've got more to cover. What are the two main takeaway points about Facebook groups in particular and how to grow your community? If you have to do three, do three.
So I think you're asking me this because you've just heard me speaking about this, but Facebook groups is where it's at with Facebook at the moment. Pages, you know, a lot of businesses are moaning about the algorithms and they're not getting the reach that they used to. While Facebook pages are great, and paid ads are still by far one of the most great value for money things that we have to build our businesses. Groups is where it's at. So I see pages as a kind of a one-way street, as your billboard. Groups is that two-way interaction. It's about bringing people in. It's about giving good content so that they want to engage with you. And then almost using it as a funnel for your business. But communities are massive on Facebook at the moment. And it is the way to go. You know, we heard from the F8 summit the other week that they're going to be looking at different changes. So the biggest one that's been announced is that the timeline will be going. If you're not in a group and you haven't got a group for your business now, get one, would be my advice.
Brilliant. And I suppose is that the main advice for it? So actually, you've already pointed out to put great content in there, use it as a two-way avenue, but also to have your own group.
Absolutely. And people say to me from all different businesses, oh, but what do I need a group for? I'm, you know, a hairdresser, or I'm a, I don't know, a farmer. Well, okay, how would you, or what do you need people to know? I was talking to somebody, a VA, who said, I don't know what to do. and a branding expert. And I said, great, not everybody needs branding every day of the week, but if they're in your group and you're drip feeding them with content and information, and have you thought about this, or here's my special offer, or five things you should include on a leaflet, actually when they sit there and think, oh, I need this, you're the person at the forefront of their mind. And actually it's amazing what things people can trigger just by saying, you know, have you got these three things on a leaflet? Oh, actually I need leaflets, right, okay. You know, Mr. Branding person, can you create me that leaflet? Suddenly you've got a sale.
Yeah, no, it makes complete sense. But the beauty is, you don't know when your customers are ready to buy, but you need to be visible to them when they are. And I say that could be a minute after you've met them. That could be 10 minutes, a year, 2 months, 5 years, whatever it could be. You need to be in their eyesight. And I think a group is the best way, could be the best way of doing it at this precise moment.
Absolutely, and it's great having your own group. It doesn't have to take a lot of time as an admin. If you're doing it right, they can self-admin. It doesn't have to be thousands upon thousands of people, although, I mean, I've seen some of them. Someone posted one yesterday for my attention, and it had grown 11,000 people in 7 days. And that's things like, it was actually Stories of a Holiday Rep, which you might be thinking, oh, crikey, why would anyone want to join that? But actually you can monetize that now with, you know, travel reps and holiday companies all getting in that group. You know, 11,000 people in one place in 7 days is pretty good going. But it doesn't have to be about numbers, you know. My business success network, it's currently on around 700 people. I think it's the engagement and it's what you get from it, and that currently brings me so much. And people actually just say thank you because we share good content in there. And let me, you know, people out there say, oh, but I don't want to give away all my content. Let me tell you, if you don't, someone else will. So you may as well, because it's that know, like and trust. And if I, you know, today we've just had a meeting where I've shared 30 different assets you can do. People say to me, why have you shared all 30? Well, do you know what? There'll be someone in the room that's got 27 of them but want three, and someone else might have only three and need another 27. So if I don't share all of them, I'm not going
to
know.
For sure. And that's probably a good point to move on to the magazine. So we spoke about the networking, spoke about the community. So let's talk about the magazine. So obviously you do it in print, but it's available on the app as well, which we'll talk about briefly later. But tell us why the magazine is an important pillar of the Business Success Network.
It's funny, isn't it? So 18 months ago when I bought the magazine, I was approached by the previous owner and he said, I think this magazine would be great for you, probably because it had the same name as the network. Makes, you know, sense. So it did make sense. And we always laugh and joke about over which one was going to sue the other one first. But no, we were really good friends beforehand. And I was a subscriber to the magazine, so I knew it was a really good quality magazine.
Yeah.
And I always said to him, I don't want to be someone that has to ring up selling quarter page ads and things like that. I didn't want to do it that way. So it is run slightly different. It's definitely an asset based marketing tool. I would much rather give somebody a double page article than a quarter page ad, because again, it's about making them the expert. It's about them being the go-to person. So each magazine has 10 pillars, and they're what we call our business success pillars. So things like mindset, sales, management, leadership, health and well-being, relationships. And that, you know, people think, oh, relationships, well, my business doesn't necessarily cover that. We've had articles where it's relationships with your social media, you know, relationships within networking. It can cover such a broad area of things, but actually that's what we call our 10 pillars. And every issue we have the same 10 pillars, and we'll do different features within that as well. So this time around we've got a woman in business feature. We've previously had like business travel features, things like that. But those 10 core pillars are what we stick with. And they change contributors every time. So it's not the same contributor each time. There is lots of different, a wealth of knowledge, if you like, coming from all across the globe, actually. We've had people from Switzerland, America, Canada, all sorts of places writing articles. So brilliant to draw on those expertise.
Brilliant. And you've had me, which is great. So, you know, most people spend a lot of time online, either on social media or on websites, but the magazine's done in print.
Predominantly,
tell us about it.
So I've only ever had a few people ask me if it's online, And it's something that was in print, and I really value print, actually. Somebody else told me 2 weeks after buying the magazine that print media is dead.
Not true.
It's not true at all. It has to tie in with everything else. And the magazine is heavily promoted on social media. It's got a really great following on social media, but it's also got a really great following throughout networks, face-to-face events. Mm-hmm. We worked with the FSB a couple of years ago with one of their expos, so it went out to all the delegates as a tool for their guest speakers that they had. They could make notes, which was brilliant for me because it went out to 200 FSB small businesses. And it was brilliant for those delegates because, you know, they're in the magazine and stuff.
Yeah.
So it has a really great following. Like I said, I have been asked a few times if it's digitally available. And since we've launched the app, it is available on the app. Yeah. That's worked really well with past issues. And as the app, we're going to launch a subscription part to the app coming up soon. So you'll be able to get the very latest up-to-date magazine as part of that. So they will be able to decide whether they subscribe to the print version or to the app and get the digital version. But I just think there is value in print media. And, you know, I'm still the same with a book. If you've got a book, I like to read it. I think Kindles are great, but they're not for me.
Yeah.
I just think people value that book. There's something about, you know, the pages and making sure it's good quality. And actually going back to the assets thing, for the people that are in the magazine, you know, it is about their content being great, but also that picture of them holding their article, their front cover image, whatever it is.
It's a good marketing asset.
And putting that out across social media, absolutely, that's a great marketing asset to have it in print and to be able to showcase to people. One of the ladies, Sandra Garlick, who was on our first front cover when I took it over, she took it along to any expos she was doing. She had it on her stands, she had the image of her on her banner, and she got so many inquiries just from having her face on the front cover of the magazine and utilising it across her social media. She wouldn't have got that if it hadn't have been in print.
Ace, I think we've covered a lot, and we are probably going to be doing another one of these later on in the whole series, because again, as things change, I think it's good to kind of revisit different things.
And I can talk for England.
There you go. There you go. That's it. What's next? What kind of things are next for the Business Network?
Ooh, what's next? Well, I think, again, it's just about helping as many people as possible. We've just launched as a host for the Leamington Cards on the Table, which is a personal development day. Founded by Brad Burton, who's the founder of Four Networking and the Now What Club. It's kind of his next thing on personal development. It's fascinating. I love personal development. I love business development. I did this myself and had great results. So actually, to bring that to my hometown is fantastic. So that's kind of what's launching next. As I say, there'll be a subscription part to the app. Will the Business Success Network turn into an agency as such? I don't know. At the minute, I'm just happy where it is supporting other experts and business owners to, you know, grow themselves and grow their business.
Brilliant. And really, at this point, I just want to say thank you very much for being part of the show. Let's catch up again. But in the meantime, people want to find more information about the Business Success Network, the podcast, the app, you on social media, the Facebook group, all that kind of stuff. How can they? What do they search? Where do they go?
So if they search Business Success Network, if they go on online.co.uk, that will bring them to the website. If you search within Facebook, Business Success Network, you will find the group and the Facebook page as well. You can pretty much find me across all channels on at Stacey Calder UK if you want to find the me kind of branded part of that rather than the actual business. That's great.
Thanks
for having me.
No, thank you very much and have a great one. Cheers. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much, Stacey, for spending your time talking to the Grow Show. Now, if you haven't already, please check out Business Success Network. Please check out Stacey's Business Success Magazine. Please subscribe to it and also check out her Meetup Mingles, her social media workshops, and Cards on the Table.
I've known Stacey, as you know, for a couple of years now, and she is a dynamite. So please follow her on social media. Check her out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. But while you're there, also, if you have loved listening to this podcast, please share it with your folks on there. And also, please like and comment on the podcast player that you're listening to. Remember, if you want to get the latest episodes, please subscribe to our podcast on your favourite podcast platform. That way, you're not going to miss out on any episodes and you get them automatically sent through to you. Remember, if you haven't already, please follow Stacey on social media and also check out her website and check out the workshops. At this point, I just want to say thank you so much for listening. It's been a pleasure for me to do this podcast. Thank you, Stacey. Thank you for listening. And that has been the Grow Show for today. Take care, my friends. Bye-bye.